In Baghdad, we find the graves of the four representatives, the four naibs of Imam Zaman, ajalallahu faraja, that were appointed in Gaybat al-Sughra, and they are buried here. These are Uthman bin Sa'id, Muhammad bin Uthman, Hussein bin Rauh, and Ali bin Muhammad Samri, alayhim ar-Rahma. Let's look at the life of each one, and then we'll see how we are to approach these graves and be able to recite the ziyarah. Uthman ibn Sa'id served Imam from 260 to 280 after Hijrah, and at the age of 11 he was a servant in the house of the ninth Imam, later to enjoy the confidence of Imam. He occupied the same position of trust with the 10th and 11th Imam, who told the Shias that after him they would not see the 12th and would have to obey Uthman. After Imam Hassan al-Askari was martyred, Uthman moved to Baghdad, and he was a butter seller. And he set up the system of the collection of qums for Imam. He served Imam for 18 months and received a letter near his death from Imam telling him to appoint his son Muhammad as the next representative. His son Muhammad ibn Uthman continued in his father's footsteps, also acting as a butter seller, and he managed to keep Imam's existence a secret from the Abbasids until the early years of the reign of Al-Mu'tadid. They started searching hard for Imam, and even anybody who showed the slightest resemblance to the Ahlul Bayt was killed. Imam issued an order for the Shias not to take his name, nor show mas'ala of qums to anyone until they were absolutely sure about him. As instructed by Imam, he appointed Hussein ibn Rauh as the next representative after his death in 305 after Hijrah. Hussein ibn Rauh has a kaniyah of Abul Qasim. He had a sociable nature. He won respect even from the other sects of Islam. He managed to keep his activities a secret, and it is to him that we address our arizas that are delivered to Imam. He served faithfully until he died in Sha'ban 326 after Hijrah, revealing the appointment of Ali bin Muhammad al-Samri. Ali bin Muhammad al-Samri served for 3 years, and a week before his death, he received a letter from Imam telling him of his forthcoming death and that there would be no representative after him, and Imam was now going into Ghaybat al-Kubra. Imam would then appear when Allah wills it, and he died on the 15th of Sha'ban 329 after Hijrah. Sayyid Tawus mentions in his Misbah a riwayah from Hussein ibn Rauh regarding how to do the ziyarah. He says, "Send your greetings or send your salams on Rasulullah, Imam Ali, Khadija al-Kubra, Fatima al-Zahra, and Hassan and Hussein, and to the Imams, concluding with Sahibul Asra, ajalallahu faraja, and then say, Assalamu alayka, followed by the name of the Naib. And then say, Ashhadu anna qababul mawla addayta anhu wa addayta ilay ma khalaftahu wa la khalafta alay qumtu ghasan man sarafta sabiqan ji'tuka arifan bil haqq alladhi anta alayhi wa annaka ma kunta fit ta'adiyati wa safarati assalamu alayka min babi ma awsaka wa min safir ma amanaka wa min thikatin ma amkanaka ashadu anna allaha akhassaka binurihi hatta ayanta shakhsa fa'adayta anhu wa addayta ilay. Peace be upon you, and you take the name. I bear witness that you are the door to the master you delivered on his behalf and led to him. You didn't oppose him, neither did you disobey him. You were dedicated to him and departed as though you were amongst the foremost ones. I have come to you, acknowledging the truth that you are on, and that you didn't deceive anyone in delivering the message and in being the representative. Peace be on you, the door to Imam and the representative. What a reliable and trustworthy deputy you were. I bear witness that Allah chose you through his light, and you helped Imam. You delivered from him and led to him. Then return and start with greetings to the Prophet and Allah up to the Imam of the time, and then ask for your du'as, and inshallah Allah will accept." Other awesome personalities that are buried in Baghdad are Qambar. Qambar was the trusted slave of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he has been immortalized by the poetry of Imam Ali when he said, "When I saw an unlawful thing, I kindled a fire and I called Qambar." After Imam's death, Qambar used to relate that very seldom did he have the occasion to serve his master, Because Imam Ali used to do his work by himself, mended clothes, washed his own clothes, he would draw water from the well for himself, he would give all of them good food and decent dress, but himself would eat and dress like a poor man. And his very often phrase that he used with all of them was, "Go easy, my child." Cumber said that was once that he got annoyed with me. It was a time when I showed him the money that I had saved. It was from my share of the income given to me by others and gifts I had received from the members of his family. He said I had collected about 100 dirhams, and when I showed Imam the amount, he looked sad. He said, "Cumber." When Cumber asked why he was so sad, he said, "Cumber, if you had no use of the money, were there no people around you who needed it? Some of them might have been starving, they might be ill or infirm. Could you not have helped them? I never thought you could be so heartless and could love wealth for the sake of wealth. Cumber, I'm afraid you're not trying to acquire much from Islam. Try more sincerely. Take those coins out of my house." Cumber said, "I immediately distributed the money amongst the poor and needy." Cumber was summoned by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, the governor of Abdul Malik bin Marwan. He was a tyrant who said, "The most tasteful thing to me in the world is shedding blood." And once he asked, "Is anybody left from the followers of Ali?" And he was told there was Cumber. Cumber was an old man when he was captured. And the conversation that took place between him and Hajjaj is quite interesting. Hajjaj says, "Are you the slave of Ali?" And Cumber says, "Allah is my master and Ali is my benefactor." Hajjaj says, "What was your duty?" Cumber said, "I used to bring water for his wudu." Hajjaj said, "What was Ali reciting after finishing wudu?" And Cumber said, "He used to recite the verse where Allah says, 'And when they forget that which they had been admonished, he opened for them the doors of all things until they rejoiced in it on what they were given. We caught them suddenly when lo, they were in utter despair.'" This is Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 44. Hajjaj says, "I suppose he meant us to be included in this verse." Cumber said, "Yes." Hajjaj says, "You better leave the religion of Ali." Cumber said, "Tell me which religion is better." Hajjaj said, "What will you do if I cut your head?" He said, "It will be good for me and bad for you." Another hadith says that the last question was different. Hajjaj says, "I intend to kill you. You better choose your own method of death." And Cumber said, "It's up to you. Kill me in whatever way you like, because I kill you in the same way on the day of judgment. My master told me that you would behead me." Hajjaj ordered him to be beheaded, and his grave is in Baghdad where you are. Another person buried here is Muhammad bin Yaqub al-Qulayni, and he's known as the Mujaddid, the reviver of the 3rd century. Born in Qulayn, which is near Ray and Tehran, and he was brought up in a family of muhaddithin, relators of ahadith, and he went to Ray for further education. He became an awesome scholar. He's known as Rihla Hadith, which means Rihla means to travel, because he used to travel far and wide to collect the ahadith of the masumin. He lived in Baghdad near Bab al-Salsala, the gate of Kufa, and therefore sometimes he's known as Salsali. He's also known as Thiqat al-Islam. Thiqa is used for a narrator of hadith who is reliable. But maybe what he's well known for are his major works. He wrote Al-Kafi, all the three parts, Usul, Furu, and Rawdha. And today, this is still one of the four major books of ahadith. And Imam Zaman, ajallahu faraja, has given approval to Al-Kafi. Other works of his were Tafsir al-Ru'ya, Kitab al-Rajal, Kitab al-Rasail, Kitab Maqila min al-Sharif al-Ahl al-Bayt. He died in Baghdad in 329 after Hijrah.